It's Jeff Wendett, Executive Vice President.
Jeff, as you know, two initiative petitions have been proposed and filed with the Secretary of State's office in Missouri by HSUS. They're calling it the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act.
Right.
Does this have any potential implications for livestock agriculture in the state of Missouri?
Well, I think it obviously does. Even though it's directly stated that they're going after the puppy mill industry, the people that raise dogs and cats, so to speak, for their customers and so forth. But I think it does have real implications to the livestock industry because, as most people know, that once they initiate something like this and get it into law, it's very easy to go back and change the wording to include livestock. I think we have demonstrated over the past couple of years, at least, that we've beat back HSUS in several of their initiatives within the legislative session. So we know what their goals are. We know their stated goals are to eliminate animal agriculture in the United States. And those of us involved in animal agriculture in the state of Missouri have drawn a line in the sand that we are not going to tolerate HSUS coming in here and dictating how we raise our animals.
Jeff, you mentioned some attempts by HSUS were beaten back in the Missouri legislature. What were those and when?
Well, in this last legislative session, there was a move made to establish guardianship of animals. And even though it was, again, mostly directed at dogs and pets or companion animals, we know that could very easily have just as well drifted over into the livestock industry to where the people that actually raise the animals on their farms and ranches could be facing somebody else that would have legal guardianship over those animals. So we got that removed from several pieces of legislation this last session. I think it's also important to know that there's up to 7 lobbyists that walk the halls of Jefferson City by various groups in the name of animal rights and or welfare. And I think the people that actually raise the animals know best how to take care of them and what is good, sound management practices to care for their animals.
Certainly the initiative petition process is one that involves the public. It requires a certain amount of public signatures. First, it has to be certified as a viable proposal, and then signatures have to be gathered, and those have to be certified. But eventually, these can go in front of the public. If something like this were to go in front of the public, would the public, in your estimation, understand what it's about?
Well, I think it's important to know with less than 2% of us involved in production agriculture, we know we're at least 3 generations removed from production agriculture or from the farm. We cannot bank on the general public knowing what actually goes on our farms and ranches anymore, and understand that we are the best caretakers of those animals and why we do some of the things we do. I think it's also important to know that certainly within the beef industry, we've got a national guideline called our Beef Quality Assurance Program. And we've got a code of ethics for producers once they go through a BQA program that they should do the right thing. I think it's also important to know that, yes, we probably do have some bad actors among some of our producers. But it's also important to recognize that almost any business will have bad actors within their ranks. Doctors, lawyers, you name it. There's probably some that don't adhere to the strict standards. But I think as far as the general public is concerned, we cannot bank on them knowing why we do the things we do on a farm or ranch. And we do those things for very sound reasons.
So what sort of strategy is needed? We know that there was a strategy taken by the livestock industry and those involved in it in the state of Ohio with the passage of Proposition 2. Are we going to see something like that in Missouri? What's the plan?
Well, as we speak, all the agricultural commodity groups and the major farm organizations within the state of Missouri have come together. We have formed a Missouri Animal Ag Coalition. We recognize the fact that we have to stick together. It's going to take all of our talents and resources to be able to mount a public relations campaign with the public. We know that we have to be out there and communicate our message as to how we take care of our animals and why they're important and what that means to a safe, important, and wholesome food supply to the general public. The public needs to recognize that if these major changes take place, it will disrupt their normal food supply. So we're in the middle of developing a strategy as to how we're going to react to HSUS before they get here.
Are they here already?
Oh, yes.